Good evening. This week we are privileged to start a new Sefer of Chumash. This week we start a new Sefer called Sefer Shemois, and it's also referred to by the Ramban as the Sefer HaGe'ula. Sefer Shemois is the Sefer HaGe'ula, even though this parasha itself, Shemois, talks about how the Golus intensifies. In this parasha we learn about how the Shvatim pass away, the entire generation passes away, all the Shivim Nefesh pass away, and Vayakom El Echadosh, and the Golus seems to be getting worse and worse, even after Moshe Rabbeinu comes, till we come to the end of the parasha, where Moshe Rabbeinu cries out, Lama HaReyosa La'om HaZeh, V'Hatzeila Yitzalte Es HaMecha. However, this parasha is a chelek of the entire Sefer, which is called Sefer HaGe'ula. So where do we see Ge'ula in this parasha? Now there's an interesting phenomenon that we see here that many years goes unnoticed, and that is the Haftarah this week. Usually, most communities say the same Haftarah every week. There are a few exceptions. This week is one of those exceptions. The minhag of Ashkenazim, and I guess in this shul, even though they daven Sfarad, but basically we're Ashkenazim, is to say the Haftarah of Yeshaya. The Novi Yeshaya, we're in it, we have the Pasuk that's very famous, V'hoya v'ayoyim ha'hu yitoka b'shoifa gode, l'vo ho'ivnim be'eretz Ashur, v'hanigachim be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'eshtachavu l'Hashem b'har HaKodesh b'Yerushalayim, which is a Ge'ula Dika Pasuk, Novi Yeshaya, the Novi of Yeshua. Sfardim don't say that Haftarah. The Sfardim say the Haftarah of Yirmiyah. The Haftarah that Ashkenazim say the first week of the 3 weeks, Divrei Yirmiyahu, the plus of the Puranusa, Minhag Sfard is to say that Haftarah this week. Yirmiyah is Merirus, the Navi of Merirus, the Navi of Churban, and we can understand why Minhag Sfard is to say this Haftarah, because this parasha is a very difficult parasha. Shemais, even though it's a chelik of Sefer HaGe'ula, it begins with Vayemoreru es Chayehem, where the Golus intensifies. So clearly, the Navi Yirmiyah would be apropos to read for the Haftarah here. But Minhag Ashkenaz is not that way. Minhag Ashkenaz is to read the Navi Yeshaya. So the question is, why is it that way? What's the dispute, if we can call it a dispute, between Minhag Sfarad and Minhag Ashkenaz, whether to read from Yirmiyah or Yeshaya? This parasha, we are introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Goyel Rishon, Hu Goyel Acharon, the birth of the Redeemer, the true Redeemer. At the same time, in the non-Jewish world, at this time of the year, they celebrate the birth of who they call the Redeemer, the Mashiach Sheker. We read about the birth of the true Redeemer, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. It's always that way, that whatever is in the Torah, whatever we read in the Torah at a given time, has to do with that time. We always read this parasha in Tkufas Teves. Teves, right now we're smack in the middle of Teves, is the month in which the Tkufa Nitl, the night of Leidas Oisei Ha'ish, was in Chodesh Teves, as mentioned last week. This parasha, we read about the Leida of Moshe Rabbeinu, Goyel Rishon, Hu Goyel Achron, as it says in Medrash, it says in Zohar, as the Arachayim HaKodesh, as Mayrich, Moshe Rosh Tevis Masha Hoya, Hu She Yihye. What he was is what he will be. He was the Redeemer, he will be the Redeemer. Question is, how can he be the Redeemer? He's from Shevet Levi, Mashiach is from Yehuda. The Arachayim talks about it. So this week, we read about the Leida of the Goyel Rishon, Moshe Rabbeinu. Vatera Oisai Ki Toiv Hu. This parasha, Shemais, begins a tkufa that is known as Shoivavim. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah Gimel, which is based on this pasuk, although when this pasuk was written originally, no one knew about this Shoivavim. It was something that was concealed until recent generations, beginning with the Arizal, Shalom HaKadosh, HaMayrach. What we have, it's called Shoivavim. Shoivavim stands for Shemais Va'era Boi B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim. Shuvu banim shayvavim, return wayward children. A shayvav is someone who strays, someone who's off the proper path. That's called a shayvav. Shuvu banim shayvavim, Hashem. And interesting that in Yirmiyah it says that phrase twice in the same parak. Later on in the same parak, in parak Gimel, it's repeated, Shuvu banim shayvavim erpa meshuvay seichem. Based on this pasuk, the Arizal taught, and all those, the Svarim that came after him, those Ramayrich on the union of Shaivavim, that these weeks, these 6 weeks in a normal year, and 8 weeks in the Shana Me'uberes. We are now in the Shana Me'uberes, the Shnas HaIbur, so we have what's called Shaivavim Tat. Shmoyz Va'ere Bay B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim, Teruma Tetzav. The Shalah, in the beginning of, in his Teirish on this week's parasha, the Shalah says that in a Nibiyar, in a leap year, the effect, the tikkun of Shaivavim is much more prominent. There's a greater tikkun. More tshuva is accepted, even for Averis. As we know, this is a time when a person can do tshuva, even for those Averis that the Zayir HaKadosh writes that tshuva doesn't help. Tshuva does help, and it helps during this time, especially. And the Svarim speak about the different tikkunim of that which can be accomplished during these weeks. It's interesting that it's really hinted in the Gemara and Chagiga, where the Gemara also quotes this pasuk in Yirmiyah, without quoting the pasuk, the phrase concerning Acher, who is the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir, Elisha ben Avuya, famous story of Elisha ben Avuya. Rabbi Meir tells me to do tshuva, and Acher answers him, I already heard from behind the curtain, Shuvu bonim shoivavim chutz me Acher. Everyone can do tshuva except for Acher. So what's it worth? Acher is telling Rabbi Meir, I can't do tshuva anyway. But as the Svarim tell us, that if he would have pushed himself, he could have done tshuva. It was a way to try to get him to do an even higher level of tshuva. Taisus over here with Dibra Hamaschel Shuvu Banim Shayvavim Chagiga Tesvavim Er Aleph, interesting, discusses the concept of tshuva, which is very much related to these weeks that we are in now. Why is it that Shayvavim begins always in Chodesh Teves? Everything is bediuk, everything is bashkava brothers. The tikkun of Shaivavim starts when we start laying Shemais, we start Sefer HaGeula, always in the month of Teves. And as we mentioned last week, Teves begins with a Tes. Tes is Toiv. Tes stands for Toiv. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma and Hayom and Aleph, if someone sees a Tes in a dream, he knows that good is coming. Because Tes is Toiv. And the Gemara says, because the first time that the letter Tes appears in the Chumash is on the words Vatera Oisai Ki Toiv Hu. That's the first time that the letter Tes appears in the word Toiv. So Tes is good. Teves begins with a Tes. Teves L'cha'ira is on the surface not a good month. This is the month in which all the tragedies occurred, as mentioned last week, including the Tekufa, including Nitil, including Leidas Oisai Ha'ish. But yet the name of the month is Teves. Teves. What's good about Teves? When we look at the parasha here, there are a number of diukim. We don't have all night, so just as bekitzer as possible. Why do we find in this parasha, what's this obsession with water? Mitzrayim, which is Oisius Tsar Mayim, Mitzrayim, we know, they got their entire sustenance in the Nile River. Everything was the river. The Nilus was Eilil Mashke, Zahoritz. But in Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim wanted to punish the Jews. They wanted to judge the Jewish people. They wanted to inflict pain on the Jewish people. And the Torah uses the words here, Hava Nischakim Aloi. Let's deal wisely with them. A very strange expression. You don't find anywhere else in Chumash this word, Nischakim. When one nation tries to inflict pain on another, or one nation tries to defeat another, you don't usually find this word, Nischakim. What exactly does this mean? So Rashi says, they knew that whatever they're going to do to the Jews is going to be retribution, because the God of the Jews pays back Mida Keneged Mida. So, L'dainam b'mayim, let's punish them, let's make them suffer in water, because their God already swore that he won't bring a flood. So, he won't be able to punish us. They were thinking of all different ways of how they could make the Jews suffer, and finally they came to the conclusion that water is the way to do it. L'dainam b'mayim, shekvar nishba, Shalayavi Mabula Ailam. So what is this about water? We find later, Kol Habein Hayiloid Hayoira Tashlichuhu. Any boy that's born, we will throw him into the Nile River. The first Makkah was Dam, which affects the river. The river, we know, they worshipped the river. So water was a very important, water is very important. Bechlal, you can't live without water. But in Mitzrayim, it was very clear, this concept of Mayim. What is it about Mayim and that they want to make the Jews suffer in water that we see here in this parasha? We also find, later on in the parasha, that Moshe Rabbeinu, on his way to Mitzrayim, is riding on a donkey. By Arkivim al Hachamoyer. Hachamoyer, with a hey ayidia, the donkey, meaning a donkey that we know about already. But this is the donkey that the Pirkei of the Rebbe Lezer speaks about, that Avram Avinu rode on this donkey on his way to the Akeda, by Yachavosh es Chamoyroi. And this is the donkey, She'osid Melech HaMashiach Lihigolois Olav. Rashi brings this down here on the Pasuk, by Arkivim al Hachamoyer. Why is that important to know that Moshe Rabbeinu went down to Mitzrayim and put his wife and sons on a donkey? I mean, what's that negeya to know when we're talking about Golas Mitzrayim, Geulas Mitzrayim? And these parashiyas, beginning of course here in Shemois, are the parashiyas that talk to us about going out of Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'hoitziacha es ha'om in Mitzrayim, ta'avdun es ha'olikim al-hor hazeh. All these parashiyas, from Shemois till Mishpatim, is one long hemshech of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why these weeks are weeks that we can go out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim, which the Tumah of Mitzrayim, Ervas Ha'oretz, is the Tumah that the Shoivavim is Mechapa for. It's the Tikkun Shoivavim, it's for those Chatoyim that Mitzrayim was known for, Ervas Ha'oretz, Zirma Susim Zirmosam. And where did it start? Shalach HaKadosh is Mayrich and all the other Sifrei Kodesh. It started with the Chet Eitz Hadas. The Chet Eitz Hadas, Vateira Ha'isha Kitoiv Ha'etz Lama'achol V'chisa'a V'hulo Einayim. The woman, Chava, saw with her eyes. Right away there was a pagam in the eyes. She looked where she shouldn't have looked. V'chita'a V'hulo Einayim. It's a desire for the eyes. And this is the Eitz Hadas Toiv V'ra. But it wasn't just that they ate a fruit. It was more than that. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Bo Nochosh Al Chava V'Hitil Bo Zuhama. So there was an act of immorality. Nochosh had relations with Chava, whatever that means, and he instilled in her an impurity, which Ad Hayoim we suffer from that impurity. Even though there was a Hefsik by Matan Torah, the Gemara says, Poska Zuhamoslam, that impurity was removed, but it came back afterwards by Chet HaEgel. And Ad Hayoim, there's the Zuhamas HaNochosh. Chet continued with Kayin. Kayin, the first murderer. Kayin kills Hevel. When Hashem tells him, Koil de Meyaficha Tzayak Meilaimino Adama, that was the second chait. Tells us the Arizal and the Shalach HaKadosh brings it down, that Kayin was Nizgalgel in Yisroi. Kayin, Yisroi is a Gilgal of Kayin. Kayin was also Nizgalgel, that means Kayin was reincarnated, in the Mitzri that Moshe Rabbeinu killed this week. Vayaches HaMitzri Vayitmenehu Bachoil. And Kayin was also in his galgal in Koirach, in a certain, the Shalaz Mayrach is the Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama, different sparks of the Neshama of Kayin came back, and at one point it was Yisrael, then it was the Mitzri, then it was Koirach. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us the Arizal was the Neshama of Hevel. And Sipaira was the twin, the triplet actually. The Hevel was born with two sisters, and Kayin had one. And it was the triplet that they fought over, as the Medrash says. And Kayin kills Hevel. One of the reasons that Kayin kills Hevel is because of the triplet that Hevel had that he wanted for himself. So later, Yisrael, in this week's parasha, gives Tzipora to Moshe. That means Kayin is giving back the triplet, because Tzipora is the Gilgal of that triplet to Moshe, who is Hevel. Which means, as the Shalom tells us, starting with Shemois, Sefer HaGeula, is the Tikkunim for the Chatoyim of Sefer Bereshis. The Chatoyim of Sefer Bereshis, beginning with Chet Eitz Hadas, continuing with the Chet of Kayin, is what causes that there should be a Golus Mitzrayim, to the point that the Svarim bring down, with the Gemara says in Erevin, that for the 130 years that Adam was alone, he was Mailed, Ruchin, Shaydin, Zera Levatola for those 130 years, and that's why the Eden had to go through Golos Mitzrayim to be Mechaper, Tikkun for that, which is why Golos Mitzrayim is a Tikkun for that Chait, and therefore the weeks that we learn about Golos Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim, which is during these 6 weeks of Shevavim and Anibiyar, it's Shevavim Tat, is a Tikkun for the Chatoyim that this time is Mesakim for Chait Keri, for those Chatoyim. Shoivev, the word Shoivev, which is the Shoirish of the word Shoivavim, Shinvav, Beis, Beis, is Begamatria Keri. Kol Abein Hayiloid Hayeoira Tashlichuhu. That is this Chait. The Mitzriim were out to prevent Klal Yisrael from multiplying. Birth control, abortion, not to have children, like we see today, that's the Chait, that's Ma'akiv the Geula today as well. As the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, "Ein ben David ba atche yichlu kol haneshamas shebeguf." That means Mashiach cannot come until every neshama that has to come down to the world comes down, goyim included, lahavdol. That's why today there's such an emphasis on not bringing children into the world, Rachman al Islam, in order to ma'akev the geul. And the same thing wasn't by Mitzrayim. In order for Klal Yisrael to go out of Mitzrayim, there have to be Shishim Riboy Neshamas. Paroi, Isis Pera, Paroi is the Sultan, Paroi represents the Sultan, whether he himself knew exactly what he's doing, but he represents the Sultan, is also trying to prevent Klal Yisrael from being able to go out of Golus, and he's trying to stop the population growth. Ubnei Yisrael Paru Vayishritu Vayirbu Vayatsnu Vayoid Ma'oid. So what do we have to do? We have to stop it. We have to cast all the children into the river. Mayim, water, the Baal HaTanya writes in the first parak of Tanya, that the four midos ro'os that everyone has, we all have midos toivus and midos ro'os. The midos ro'os come from Eish Mayim Ruach Ofer. A person... And every part of the world is a composition of Eish Mayim Ruach Ofer, Ki Yadua. Gaiva is from the Yesoid HaEish, goes up, Hispoarus, Gaiva. Taiva is from Mayim. Mayim is Taiva. And the expression that the Baal HaTanya writes, Schus Yagan Alein, whose Yahrzeit is next week, Chavshal Teva, is Mayim Matzmichim Kol Mine Ta'anug. Water is what brings pleasure into the world. With water, you have trees, you have fruits, you have vegetables, it's interesting, today, if one looks, well, one shouldn't look, but when you see the advertisements, all the advertisements that are trying to be moisheich us into taivus olam haza, all with water, the beach, the ocean, the water, everything is water. Water is matzmiach kol minei ta'anuk. Mayim is taiva. And that's what Mitzrayim was into. Mitzrayim, Erevas Ha'oretz, just like today in America, it's the same thing. It's mamish exactly the same. Ki meitzeis chameyeretz Mitzrayim ar enu nefloeis ki yodua, that whatever happened then is happening now, and even on a higher level or lower level. The Mitzrayim were trying to instill the tumah of the chait of the nachash, ba nachash v'hitul bazuhama, into Klal Yisrael, to be metamei them with this tumah, which begins in the mind. That's why this is so difficult in the Mesakeng, as the Svarim tell us, is because it's the Machshava. Hirhurim is what causes these Chatoyim. It originates from Hirhurim. Hava Nischakim Aloi. That's why the Torah uses the expression Nischakma, Chachma, Machshava. Paroi says to his advisors, let's deal wisely with Klal Yisrael, meaning, let's do something that will contaminate, pollute their minds, that they won't be able to think straight, because that's what happens. Especially today, we see we're bombarded with all these images. You can't think. It's almost impossible not to, no matter if the person stays away from whatever you stay away from, just walking in the street, just driving in the car. You're bound to see things. Hava nischakim aloi, and that's to be metamei the machshava. Ha machshava is begematria shoivivim. Shoivivim is a tikkun for the machshava. Choshav, the shoirish, the root of the word machshava is shin chesbeis, ches shin beis, which is also equal to shoivev, keri, because it's rooted in the machshava. Haban is chakamolai. So it's interesting that Rashi says, what did they mean? Let's let's throw them into the water, into the mayim. Mayim is matzmiach kol mine ta'anug. Get them into taivus olam haz, because that's how it starts. It starts with the pursuit of worldly pleasures, the heter, with hashgacha, of course. But from heter it goes to iser, and then we become consumed with it, and then this leads to that tumah which we need tikkun shayvivim for. Hava nischakem aloi. So ledoinam b'mayim shekvah nishpa shaloyavi mabul la'olam. What's the mabul doing here? Why did the mabul come? The mabul came precisely because of this, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. B'roischin kilkalu u'b'roischin nidoinu. The chet was roischin. The chet was keri. The chet was hat, heat. Roischin, and the einish was roischin. B'roischin kilkalu u'b'roischin nidoinu, which is mabul. So Paro is saying, we don't have to worry about Mabul, because there won't be another Mabul. The connection to Mabul over here is because the tumah that Paro and the Tzrayim are trying to instill, trying to penetrate, bring into Klal Yisrael and prevent them from being able to be redeemed and stopping the population would lead to a Mabul. That's the connection to the Mabul. Hava nischak moloi. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Goyel. The Redeemer is the one who's going to take us out of that. Ki min hamayim mishisihu. Why do we call him Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 or 7 names. There are different opinions in the Medrash. Avigdor, Avizanoyach, Yekusiel, Toivia. Many, many names that his father gave him. Vasya was the one who gave him the name Moshe. So Moshe was not even a Hebrew name. It was an Egyptian name. And it was given by Vasya, yet the names that his father gave him are not the names that we refer to. No one ever calls him Yekusiel Rabbeinu. We don't say Avigdor Rabbeinu. That's not how we refer to him, even though that's the name that his father gave him. Toivya Rabbeinu. We say Moshe Rabbeinu. Why was he called Moshe? Again, because of water. Ki min hamayim mishisihu. He drew us out of the water. He took us out of the water. He took us out of Taivas Olam Hazeh and his Pashtusu, the Moshe Bechol Dora V'dora, and every generation. The Moshe Rabbeinus of the generation, Ad Hayoim, that's their job, to take us out of the water. Ki min hamayim mishisihu, till ikvus of the Mashiach, till our time. Min hamayim mishisihu is the gematria ikvus of the Mashiach. Which today, that tumah has intensified to a point that it's come out like the Dor HaMabul, or even worse. The Rabbi Yisrael Rizhin, as Chusei Aganalein, Rav Nachman Breslov, all said that right before Mashiach comes, it's Dor HaMabul over again. It's the same thing. Clearly, today anyone who sees what's going on sees again Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlog, a generation of immorality, a generation of kfira, a generation of atheists, because it's related. We read last week, Hey Osvu v'agid alochem esa sheyikra eschem be'acharis hayom. What's going to encounter you in the end of days? Tell us the tzaddikim. Yikra. Yikra means coincidence. Mikra ba'alma. Yikra also from the word keri. Keri leads to mikra, meaning those who are indulged, those who fall in these chatoyim, lack emuna. Those who just want to enjoy life. We're talking about, not those, of course, chas v'shalom. Not talking about b'mezid, but those b'mezid, it's clear. But these chatoyim lead to pegomim in emunah. First, who wants to enjoy life, of course, doesn't want to hear all about Hashem all the time. You'd rather feel the world happen by itself so I can do whatever I want. That's what this is all about. Everyone knows deep down there has to be a God. The world could not have happened by itself. But it's easier. There's no God. You do what you want. You can have a good time and do whatever. Anything goes. Keri leads to mikra. Asher karcha baderech. Amalek instills in Klal Yisrael tumah. Tumas keri. Karcha means coincidence. Who believes in coincidence? Someone who's tumah in these areas. That leads to pegamim in amuna. That's why we find here last week. Es hasheyikra eschem beachris hayonim. Achris hayonim is a time when both of these are going to take place. There's a generation of immorality of Tomas Keri and a generation of Mikra, a generation of Kfira, that attribute everything just to mere coincidence. Because the two go together. Moshe Rabbeinu, min hamayim mishisihu, Moshe is the Goyel, batera oisa ki toivhu, toiv, which clearly is the hepech of Ra. Ra, Keri is Ra. Yes, we read in Parshas Vayeshev. Vayehi Eir B'Choyer Yehuda Ra B'Einei Hashem. So that chet is referred to as ra. The tikkun of that is toiv. Toiv is the hepech of ra. Imru tzadik ki toiv, says the Zohar. Only someone who's a shoyme bris is called a tzadik. Tzadik doesn't mean that he's a baal midas or that he finished shas. That's also great, but that's not a tzadik. A tzadik is only man, the notir bris. Imru tzadik ki toiv. The two go together. Midas hayesoid is referred to as toiv. Interesting that Tosfos on that phrase that the Gemara brings there in Chagiga Tesvav Amar Aleph, Shuvu Banim Shoivavim, brings the pasuk in Rus, Im Yigolech Toiv Yigol, which the Sifrei Kabbalah use that pasuk as the source that Yesoid is Toiv, Yesoid is Geula, which is the Hefech of Ra, which is what we are working on during these weeks of Tikkun Shoivavim. Everything is Merumas and Nigla, even in Tosfos, everything, even that which came later on. The previous generations didn't know anything about Shoivavim. They didn't have to come on to it as much. Just like previous generations, they didn't have Chanukah. Chanukah was first revealed later on because, as mentioned many times, the neshamas that Yom Kippur wasn't enough for, Hoshana Rabbah is not enough for, so we have Tulzai's Chanukah, the Gemar Chasim HaToyva. Now we even have more than that. We have these 6-8 weeks of Shoivavim Tat, where we can be Mesakeh, and even that, which in previous generations we were told that for these chatoim there's no tikkun, there's no tshuva. As we get closer to Mashiach, as the Svarim tell us, this is the oir of Melech HaMashiach, the oir HaGonuz, Vatera Oisai, Vayara Lehim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, says the Baal HaTurim, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, Esai Fetebus Bris. Because the Toiv, the oir HaGonuz, is totally in Bris. And as we get closer to the oir of Mashiach, this light is becoming revealed, this oir that enables us to do tshuva even for those chatoyim that are very difficult to be mesakeh. Previous generations, they fasted and they were oisik and sigufim and tiny and gilgul shelet. Today the Svarim tell us not to do that. Today the eitz is to learn more, to daven better, to give tzedakah. There are ways to be mesakeh and not have to go through all the tikkunim as mentioned in the Svarim of the previous generations. So when Paroi said, Kol habein hayiloid hayeira tashlichuhu, throw the children into the water, which is batola, zera levatola, no, Kol habein hayiloid hayeira tashlichuhu, cast them into the mayim hazeidoinim, into the mayim hamatzmichim kol minei ta'ana, get them involved in the pleasures and the pursuits of pleasures of this world, and then you'll contaminate them and you'll destroy their minds, and eventually will lead them to all the tumas, and they'll never go out of Mitzrayim. Kol abein hayiloid hayeirat hashlichuhu is begamatria shoivivim tat. Shoivivim tat is the tikkun for kol abein hayiloid hayeirat hashlichuhu. When does this start? Dafke in Chodesh Teves. Teves is the lowest month of the year, as it says in Zohar. Teves is under the domain of Esav. Teves is the month of Dun. Every month corresponds to one other Sheva. There are 12 Shvatim, there are 12 months. It says the Arizal, Don was the one who traveled 10th. Teves is the Chodesh Ho'asiri. HaChodesh Ho'asiri, who Chodesh Teves, as the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther. Don, from all the Shvatim, was the most affected when it came to this Tumah from Tumas Keri. We find, Asher Korcha Baderech, it says about Amalek, that pasuk we mentioned before, that Amalek instills ad hayoyim into Klal Yisrael, this tumah, immorality, and coincidence, kfira, minus and znus go together. V'lo yisosur v'acharei levavchem, v'acharei einechem, asher korcha, yikra eschem v'acharei sayomim. Who was the most affected? Asher korcha baderech v'yizaneiv v'cha, kol hanecheshalim acharecha. So the pasuk tells us that Amalek started up with the outcasts, those that were out of the cloud. Who were they? The latecomers. Says the Targum Yoedis and the Zeal, based on the Midrashim, those were from Shevet Don. Don traveled last. Machane Don was behind the Maasek L'chol HaMachanois, and we find throughout Navi, Pesel Michas related to Don. The Donites were considered from the lowest. Rashi and Chumash brings down, they were mena Yerudin Shebishvadim. They fell from all the Shvatim, they fell the most. So they were the ones that were affected with the Tumah of Asher Korcha, by Yizanei V'cha Kol HaNecheshalim Acharecha. So when does Tikkun Shaivivim begin? Dafke in the Chodesh of Dan, of Teves, which is the month of Dan, where the Pasuk says, Ba'chodesh ha'asiri nasi livnei Dan. The Pasuk says, the nasi ha'asiri livnei Dan, that Pasuk is also equal to Shaivivim Tat, the Gematria is Shaivivim Tat, Kol Abein ha'yiloid ha'yoirat ha'shlichuhu, and it's very interesting too, is the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Teves, as we mentioned many times, that every month has a combination, is derived from the last letters of the words in Tehillim, Lahashem Iti Unaroimim Hashemai, those four words, Lahashem Iti Unaroimim Hashemai, is also the Gematria Shaivivim Tat. And by Yom HaSiri B'Shevet Dan, and Kol HaBein HaYivay HaYayayot HaShlichuhu. So why does it start Dafka now? Everything's B'Hashpacha, there's no Mikra B'Alma, certainly, but we're talking about Mikra, we're talking about coincidence. In Torah, there's no coincidence. The fact that we start the Tikkun of Shaivavim Dafka in this Chaydash, Chaydash Teves, the Chaydash of Dan, who was the most affected by Esau, by Amalek, Asher Karcha, in this area, the Tikkun begins in this month, and our generation is the generation of Dan, the last generation, the Acharis, the generation of Itvus and the Mashiach. We are the Nechesh Shalom, we are the ones that are affected the most. We see in our generation clearly that that is the Tzav HaShoah, that is clearly the Nesiyonis of our time, of Kol HaBein HaYilad HaYoirat HaShlichuhu. So in Chodesh Teves, Toivos, we begin the Tikkun that enables us to be Mahapech from Ra to Toiv, which is why this month Dafka is called Teves, despite the tragedies of this month, despite Asara B'Teves and the other tragic events that occurred in this month. But this is the month that has to be Nishapech to Toiv. This is the month in which we have to start working on the Tikkunim for these Averis that are called Ra and be Mahapech them to Toiv, and that's Teves, the test. And it starts with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Toiv. That means Moshe Rabbeinu was a Sholem in the Inyan of Bris. You see later that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished because he didn't give a Bris to Eliezer. The Mishnah in the Nedarim calls the only time ever in Shas, I believe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was referred to as a Tzaddik. Usually we call him Moshe Rabbeinu. We know Yosef is called Yosef HaTzaddik, because Yosef was tested in this midah. Where does it say Moshe HaTzadik? One place, Mishnah in the Dorim, where the Mishnah tells us how powerful the mitzvah of Mila is, that Moshe HaTzadik, Moinitla the Moshe HaTzadik afilu shorachas, that Moshe, because he delayed circumcising Eliezer, Bris, was swallowed up by a malach in the shape of a nachash, until a tzipira figures out that it's because of the lack of the bris milah for Eliezer. Batichrois tzipira tzar, as we read later on, Batichrois is arlas benah, vathaga l'raglav, and then the malach ayiref mimenu oz omra, then she understands that it was chasan domim lamulois. Moshe had tzaddik, meaning because he was a tzaddik, because he was so perfect in this midah, that's an HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaklekim svilav kechut ha'sa'ara. So that's why he was punished, because he was nisrashel in the mitzvah of Mila. So Moshe Rabbeinu kiven hamayim b'shisuhu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who takes us out of the taivus olam hazeh, which is compared to mayim. Chazal tell us ein mayim ela Torah. Shenem ahoy kol tzomei l'chul hamayim. That's the counter, the mayim to counter the mayim. In Pogah B'chom Anuvel Zeh Moshcheu Leveis HaMedrash, the Gemara in Kedusha. Mayim is Torah. Mayim is also Tshuva. Shivchi Kamayim Libeich Noichach Tanei Hashem. The Medrash said at the beginning of Bereshis, V'ruach Elohim Mirachefes Al Penei Hamoyim. Ein Mayim Elo Tshuva Shenemar Shivchi Kamayim Libeich Noichach Tanei Hashem. It's Yedua the Balaturim. At the beginning of this week's parasha, the Balaturim brings down the first Pasuk, has in it, in the Sefer Teves, the word Shuva, Mitzrayma Eis Yaakov Ish Ubezoi, Hey Tov Beis Shin Vav, Shuva. He also tells us that you have the words Tehillim, Tov Hey Lamed Yud Mem, Bnei Yisrael Aboyim Mitzrayma Eis. You have Eis Yaakov Ish, Sefer Teves Shabbos. Then you have Mila. What are all these Ramazim, the Balaturim and the Reiteach, and all those that are into Ramazim are trying to hint to us? The Tikkun for Shavavim, of course, is Shuva. And there are many ways how to do tshuva. And one of the ways that the Svarim speak about is to intensify saying Tehillim. saying Tehillim is Yodua Tehillim from the Im Zemirois Israel, Tehillim from David HaMelech. That itself, saying a lot of Tehillim, especially during this period of the year, during Shoivavim, is a tikkun for those Chatoyim. Why Dafka Tehillim? Tehillim is Me'oira the Emuna by a Yid. You see that David HaMelech thanked Hashem for everything, even for tragedies. Mizmar, I mentioned this last week, Mizmar LeDavid Bevorachim Ben Avshalom Benoi. He's running away from Avshalom and he's singing. Mizmar LeDavid. David HaMelech recognizes that everything is from Hashem. There's no Mikra Ba'alma. Perhaps we could hint this. The Mishnah says in Brachas, Balkeri Meharher Beliboy Ve'ena Mivorach Loilefoneh Ve'loilacharei. Okay, literally that means that Balkeri, if he wants to say Shema, has to think it, and he doesn't say any Brachas, not Birchas Kriya Shema before or after. But perhaps with Erech Remez, we could say a Balkeri is Meharher Beliboy. He's always thinking bad. He doesn't know what to think. He always has kashas. And he doesn't, everything, nothing makes sense to him, and he doesn't understand anything. He doesn't make a bracha before or after, meaning that nothing in life, someone who's tamei, someone who's poigeng, doesn't see anything good. Everything to him is bad. Well, the Sfarim speak about is that this chet leads to atzfus, it leads to depression, it leads to lack of emunah. So the hepech, the opposite, the way to counter it is by saying a lot of Tehillim. Tehillim is ma'ayre emunah by a yid, ki yadua, which is why in this parasha the Torah repeats over and over again that the Jews believed when Moshe Rabbeinu came down to Mitzrayim, vaya'amein ha'am. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, vehein lo ya'aminu, they're not going to believe me. Why is Moshe so sure they're not going to believe him? Why does he think they're not going to believe him? Why does he think they lack an emunah? The reason he thinks they lack an emunah is precisely because of this. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the reason why they're in Golos Mitzrayim and the reason why they're still in Golos is because of this chait, which Kiyodua, what it says in Sefer Yetzirah, that Shmiras HaBris has two parts to it. There's Bris HaLoshein and Bris HaMo'or. Peh, Mila. Mila b'gematria Peh. Parah is Peh Ra. The reason why the ruler over Klal Yisrael at that time was Paroi, Oisius, Pera, was because the chait that they were nichshalim was Pera. Ochei noida hadovah. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Jews can actually gossip. Jews can talk disparagingly one about the other, or one group about another group. We don't tolerate each other. We only look at the bad. Then we deserve to be in Golos. Ochei noida hadovah, hadibur. That's Shmiras HaBris, that's Bris HaLoshet. And until that's going to be rectified, and it wasn't until many years later, Moshe Rabbeinu ran away, he was 12 years old at the time. So he comes back 68 years later to redeem us. The chait of Lashon Hara, of Rechilus, of Dilturia, which is Shmiras, which is Hepech of Shmiras HaLashon, Bris HaLashon, that is parallel to Bris HaMo'or. If they're not careful with their mouth, then they can't be careful with Shmiras HaBris. And if that's true, then they lack an emunah. Moshe Rabbeinu was certain that if they're not yet on the mat, if they have not yet rectified Shmiras HaBris, they don't believe. It's not shayach that they could be ma'aminim. V'heim lo ya'aminu li. However, they did rectify. We see later on, one of the reasons why Klal Yisrael was zeichet to go out of Mitzrayim was because lo'hoya b'hem dilturia. They did not speak Lashon Hara. So clearly they did rectify Shmiras HaLashon, Shmiras HaPeh, and if they rectify Shmiras HaPeh, so they clearly must have been working on Shmiras HaBris at the same time, and therefore they will have emunah. And we see later, vayamein ha'am, they do have emunah. The Svarim tell us some of the Eitzis advice, how one could be mesake in these areas. So clearly one of the ways is by not being so into, as mentioned before, the pleasures of this world, which is very difficult now at times, because wherever you go, another restaurant, another pizza shop, and another ice cream store, and it's all kosher, of course, and it's on the best hashgachas, and I'm not the one to talk about it, because I'm not certainly not on that madreig. We all know what we all know today what we're into. It's heter, it's mutter, but lamaisa, we're shakua and taivas aylam hazeh, which is all rooted in the chaymer haguf, and materialism. Today we're steeped into materialism, and that's what the Svarim say that leads to these chatoyim, which cause eventually the contamination of the mind. So the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Redeemer, was riding on a donkey. By Akiveim al Hachamor, the Tzaddik, the Pritzaddik has a big essay on this, where he talks about Avram Avinu riding on the donkey, Moshe Rabbeinu riding on the donkey, and Mashiach riding on the donkey. He says these three represent Avraham, Moshe, Mashiach, together, they encompass all the neshamas. A yid has to be over his chaymer. Chamor is lashon chaymer, the chaymer haguf, the materialism. A person has to be riding over. We have to be above the materialism. The geula will come when vayarkivem al hachamor. Mashiach is an ani v'roichev al chamor. Vayachavosh es chamoroi. How could he go to the akeda? How did he have mesiras nefesh? How was he able to not to think, not to have any hirhurim on the way to the akeda? Because vayachavosh es chamoroi. He saddled his donkey. He totally was removed from any materialism, from the physical world. The more we do that, the more we refrain a little bit, the more we refrain, especially during these weeks, and even those who don't fast, so you don't fast, so, but you eat a little less. So instead of eating with four spoons of sugar, so with 2 spoons of sugar, with 3 spoons of sugar, whatever, everyone knows they're madrega, but they hold it. By akivim al hachamor, al hachoimer, that's a prerequisite, that's a very important part of the geula. Moshe Rabbeinu was going now to take Klal Yisrael out of the tumah of Mitzrayim, which is Ervas Ha'aretz, Kimin Hamayim Meshisu. He's trying to draw us out of the water, out of the Mayim, Hamatzmichim Kol Minei Ta'anug, out of Taibis Olam Hazar, out of the Chet of Chet Eitz Hadas, Chet of Kayin, which we are rectifying now on the way out of Mitzrayim. The Mayaldais, Shifra and Pua, were summoned to Paroi for exactly that reason. Just like Ba Nachash Al Chava, Behitul Ba Zuhama. Paroi wants to do the same thing. The Medrash says, Tvon la'aveira. He actually asked them to be with. He wanted to live with them. He wanted to commit immorality with both of them. But the Pasuk says, Vatirena hamiyaldais esa elokim v'loy osu kashrit dibra aleihem melech Mitzrayim. They did not listen. They didn't accept his advances. Vatirena hamiyaldais. Yira. The only way to be able to combat the Yetzer Hara in this area is through working on the midah of Yira. Yira Shamayim. Isha, Yiras Hashem, as the Sforim say. How do we refrain? Only through Yiras Hashem. Isha, Yiras Hashem, Yitasalo. Vatirena hamiyaldais is begamatria b'shoivivim tat. Vatirena hamiyaldais es elikim v'loy osu. Vatachayeno es hayuladim. Says Rashi, mesapkoi swahem mayim. They supplied water. Real water, the spiritual water. They supplied water to the children. They made sure that the children were born. They made sure that the Jews continued to populate. They had Mesiras Nefesh. Shifra and Pua were the ones who had Mesiras Nefesh for Shmiras Habris, for Yirah Shamayim. And that's why Shifra is Zoycha, Yecheved is Zoycha, that the very person that Paroi is worried is going to be born and take them out of Mitzrayim is her son. That's her schar. She has that baby. We mentioned last week that Toiv is the 33rd word of Chumash, starting from Bereshis, the word Toiv. Gal is Gilui. Gilui Ha'or. The 33rd word of Chumash. Or Haganas. That's why Yaakov loses the 33 years. We spoke about that last week. Yocheved was the 33rd Nefesh that went down to Mitzrayim. That we saw in last week, 2 weeks ago, in the parasha of Vayigash. The Torah tells us that the children of Leah, with the grandchildren, there was shalosh u'shloishim nefesh. There were 33 nefeshos up until that point. So Rashi asked, there are only 32. You make the count, you'll see there's only 32. Who's the 33rd? That's Yocheved, Shifra. Shenoel v'bein hachoymos. She's also the 70th. She's mashlim the 70, but she was the 33rd nefesh. The nefesh that is associated with Toiv, which is the 33rd word of Chumash, which is the Oir HaGanus, which is the Tikkun for Bris, that's Toiv. Someone who is careful in this area sees only the good in everything, because he has Amuna. Someone who lacks in this area is always complaining. It's Yadua, that those that fall in the trap of this Tumah don't see any good. They're upset with themselves, they're upset with everyone else, and everything is bad. Someone who works on himself in this area more and more sees the good in everything, sees the Oir HaGanus, the Toiv that exists in everything, which is the 33rd word, Toiv, which is the Oir HaGanus, as Rashi tells us in Chumash and Bereishis. Teves is Toivais. Dafka this Chaydesh, which so much Ra happened in this Chaydesh, but the Pnimius, this is the Chaydesh of Toiv. This is the Chaydesh in which we start being the Sakeim, these Chatoim that are going to lead to the Geula. The Geula is Toloyim, the Tikkun of Shoivivim. The Svarim tell us that Shoivim is like one long Yom Kippur, 6 weeks of Yom Kippur. Be'osar lachaydesh is begamatria tikkun Shoivim. The 6 weeks of Shoivim, and this year we have 8 Shoivim tat, shuvabadam Shoivavim, is one long bechina of Yom HaKippurim. It's a hemshech of Chanukah. Chanukah is nimshach in Chodesh Teves. The Oir Agonis of Chanukah extends into Teves and lasts until Tu B'Shvat. And then the Oir of Purim, which Tu B'Shvat are preparing for Purim, is already connects with Chanukah. Chanukah and Purim connect during these 6-8 weeks. That's why in the bracha to Binyamin, the lo erev yechalek sholol yadua, that those three words Rashi brings in Chumash is Purim, the Nes of Purim, yechalek sholol Mordechai and Esther will mechalek the sholol of Haman. The lo erev mishetishka shimshon shal Yisrael agdei Nebuchadnezzar, which is asara b'teves. The lo erev yechalek sholol from asara b'teves, we start getting ready for Purim. But at the same time, erev is the Nes of Chanukah. Chanukah is the yomtiv that occurs in erev. Binyamin is Kislev. So the erev yechalek sholol connects Chanukah and Purim. It connects these weeks of Shoivim. Sholol is begamatria Shoivim. Sholol is loot, booty. Klal Yisrael gathers the shlal, the nitzutzei kedusha that's scattered all over. Because of these chatoyim, we are able to be makabets, the nidochem, the nitzutzei kedusha that fell. Because of these chatoyim ki yadu, you're supposed to have that in mind in the bracha of makabets, nitchei amo Yisrael. So with this we can understand perhaps the Haftorah. The Haftorah, Nusach Svar, and Eilu Ve'Eilu Divri Elokim Chayim, of course, no one is Chas V'Shalom putting down any Minhag Yisrael, Torah, who all of them, Yisudosai Bahare Kodesh, certainly Minhag Svard. Minhag Svard is to lay near me, because Lamaisa, the parsha on the outset, on the surface, it's a difficult parsha. On the surface, it's still Golos. Golos is still going on. There are no signs of Geula yet in this parsha. It's happening subtly. Moshe Rabbeinu was born, but then right afterwards, he's almost killed when he's thrown in the water. Then later, his head is almost chopped off. Then he has to run away again. Then he goes into hiding, and no one knows where he is. Then he goes to Midian, and he's in jail, as the Medrash says. Yisrael puts him in jail. And then when he finally does come to redeem the Jewish people, things get worse. He runs away again. So it's not clear that there's Geula yet. Geula is first revealed in the next week's parasha in Va'era. So on the surface, it's a parasha of Golus. It's Yirmiya. It's Merirus. But it ends with Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tvu Osai. The Reishis, Klal Yisrael, we are the Reishis. The reason why Machshava is so important, not to be metame the machshava, because the machshava is the ratios of a person. The first thing that happens when you do something is your thinking. First comes the thinking process, comes before the talking and before the action. So being metame the machshava is being metame the ratios, and Klal Yisrael are called the ratios. Ratios tivuasai. Ratios tivuasai is exactly the gematria tikkun shoivivim tat. The tikkun of shoivivim tat is misaka in the ratios tivuasai. Klal Yisrael elevate and purify their machshava, which is the reishis. However, Minhag Ashkenaz sees the good. Minhag Ashkenaz sees that this parasha is really a chelik of the geula. It was necessary before the geula to go through the golus. The koshi ashibur is all a preparation for the geula. That means that the haftira, which is the haftira of the v'hoi ba'yoyim hahu yitoka b'shoifa god l'bo ha'oivdim, the Eretz Asher v'hanidachem v'Eretz Mitzrayim v'hishtachavu l'Hashem v'har ha'kodesh v'Yerushalayim, that the tachlis of all of this is to lead to the return to Yerushalayim. The quicker we get out of Mitzrayim, the faster we get to Yerushalayim. Mitzrayim and Yerushalayim are opposites. Mitzrayim is Erebas Ha'aretz. Mitzrayim is Asher Korcha. Mitzrayim is Tumah. Mitzrayim is the place where there's no Yira. Ein Yira Salikim b'makom hazeh. Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Vatirena Ha'mialdeis HaSalikim. Yerushalayim is the makom of Shmiras Habris, the makom of Emunah. When you leave Mitzrayim, you get to Yerushalayim. That's the goal. The goal was during these 6 weeks that we read from Shmos to Mishpatim to get to Har Sinai. In our time, it's to get to Yerushalayim. V'yishtachavu l'Hashem b'har HaKodesh b'Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. So the Haftorah of Yeshaya, Minhag Ashkenaz, is because we see in this parasha the hidden Toiv, the Toiv HaGonos, which the more one works on the Misaka and these Pegamin during this time, the more one sees the hidden good, the more one believes. That's why the combination of Hashem's name, for Teves is LaHashem Iti Unaroimim Hashemoi. LaHashem Iti, that everything, we praise Hashem for everything. Gadlu LaHashem Iti Unaroimim Hashemoi Yachtav. Everything is good, even that which I perceive right now to be ra, and the surface seems to be ra, really it's good. And that's only through Tikkun Pagam HaBris that a person is zeichet to that. That a person is zeichet to see the toiv, the good in everything, and even the lowest neshamas of Don, which Teves represents Don, who is affected by Amalek the most, is zeichet to this tikkun. That everyone can be mesaken themselves, even for those chatoyim that it's difficult to be mesaken during this time, there's a tremendous shefa of rachamim, despite that it's a month of din. Don is din. That's on the surface, but the panemius, it's toiv. The panemius is shayvavim, tikkun shayvavim. So with this we can understand the Torah is hinting to us in the parasha itself, the etzis, the way for a person to be able to rectify himself in these areas. First, by arkive malachamor, minamayim mishisihu, to try to refrain a little bit from the tanuge oilam haza, which are rooted in mayim, and water, to get out of the water, to get out of the mayim, that amatznichim kol minei tanuge, and the more we do that, and the more we become a little more spiritual, the easier it is to work on these pegamim, which today is very, very, very difficult. There's no one, ein tzadik v'oretz ashiyasa toiv lo yachid, no matter what a person stays away from. Very, very difficult in our time for anyone to say that he's a naki, that he's perfect in this area. There's no such thing. It's not shayach. But Hashem, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'trunya im b'riyosev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't have any tainus to us because he put us here. We're here. We're in this world. We're in a world today which is, the whole world is full of this. It's very, very, very hard for a person to totally separate himself, but at the same time, it's possible for a person, little by little, just to take small steps, to be zeichet to tikkun shayvavim. We have 6 weeks, 8 weeks this year, because it's the Shnas HaIbur, Shana Muveris, which is the Yadua, that in the Shana Muveris, the tikkunim are even greater. We should be zeichet to be mesaken ourselves. We should be zeichet to the Geula in our time, the Geula, which this Sefer of Chumash that we started now is Sefer HaGeula, the Leida of Moshe Rabbeinu, the revelation of Moshe Rabbeinu, the revelation of Mashiach. The more we are mesaken, the closer we will get to that time when V'hoya b'ayoyim ha'hu yitoka b'shoifa gadol l'bo ha'ivna v'eretz ha'shur v'hanidachim v'eretz mitzrayim, with the goal, of course, being v'hishtachavu la'Hashem v'har ha'kodesh v'irushalayim.